last Chabura, last week, we began to explore the world of the halachas of the dairy of Nachron. And that begins with Chalav. And to Shem going forward, we're going to have a chance to see Sif Bey, Sif Gimel, Rishonim, Gemara, Mishnah Gemara, Rishonim explore Gevina, the exploration of Gaonim Rishonim about Chema, about butter. But it begins with a discussion of Chalav. And last time we began to see the pair of sugyas of Daf Lamed Hey and Daf Lamed Tes. The Mishnah Lamed Hey talks about Chalav being Nasir, the Mishnah Lamed Tes talks about Chalav being Mutter if it's Yisrael or Ehu. And as you remember, the Gemara Lamed Hey, Lamed Beis, had introduced us to the rationale for the Yisrael of Chalav Akum, in Yisrael or Ehu, is a concern of Chalav Tameh, not Chaslas. It's also not a concern that it's pure Chalav Tameh, it's a concern that there may be taruvos. Maybe there's some Chalav Tameh mixed in. And then in Lamed Testament days, following that Mishnah, the Gemara had explored what the Mishnah there says, Yisrael Ehu is Mutter. What does Yisrael Ehu mean? So the Gemara had aligned the Mishnah of Yisrael Ehu with this Braisa that says, that the Yoshe B'tzad Edro is good enough. So the Jew can't actually see the milking, he just sees he's on the outside, nearby, on the outside of the herd. So what does that do? How does that help me? So the answer is, well, the way that helps me is specifically the Jew is able to stand and see. So he's not sitting, he can't see what's going on, but if he were to in a position where if he were to stand up, he could see the milking. At any moment, you can peek and see whether the Nachri is milking a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal. That's the Chiddush. The Gemara initially had said, what do you mean? Yosheb Betzad HaEder, if there's no treif animal in the whole herd, it's a pashut, of course it's mutter. The Gemara, and if there is a treif animal in the herd, what does it help them outside the herd? I don't see which animal he's doing. The answer is no. I can't see from where I'm sitting. If I were to stand, then I could see. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see. We left off last time. There's a lot to talk about in the Achronim. So let's begin by looking at Shulchan Aruch, and then from there we'll see where the earlier and later Achronim take us. Here in Seif Aleph, the three Seifim in Siman Kof Tezvav, the Siman devoted to dairy issues, the Seif Aleph is about Chalav. The Pez will be about Gvina, the Gim will be about Chema, the Seif Aleph is about Chalav. Chol Shechalavo Nachri Ve'im Yisrael Re'er Yishkin Shulchan Aruch Kof Tezvav. If milk that was made by a non-Jew and the Jew doesn't see, is also why Shema Erev Bo Chalav Tameh. Putting together that folds in the maskana of Lamed Hey. It's a concern of a taruvus of Chalav Tameh. A Chalav Beveso. The Nachri is in his home, inside the bar. Yisrael Yoshiv Bachutz, the Jew is sitting outside. The Dua Shein Lo Davar Tamei Ve'edra Mutter. If I know there's no Davar Tamei in the Eder, so that's fine, because I'm watching the door, I see he's not bringing any animals in, I already checked all the animals inside the kosher, we're good. Even any Yisrael Yachal Rosa B'Shah Shulchan. If I check the whole barn, I know the barn is a pig-free, camel-free, so then as long as I can see the doorway, I don't need to be able to see the actual milking. If there is a non-kosher animal in the Eder, if the Jew is sitting on the outside, and the Yisrael Akum is holy with Tzarech Yisrael, the non-Jew is milking for the Jew. If he can be roach as you omen his mutter. Yare Shem Yamav Yir Ehu. Just appreciate the language of the Shulchan Aruch. you'll notice that in the second case, it specifies, second case where there is a davar tamei be'eder, but the Jew is in a position where if he wanted to, he could peek. So there the Shulchan Aruch had stressed there has to be Litzarech Yisrael. The non-Jew is milking for... The non-Jew is milking for the Jew. Why is that? So the Shach explains, Litzarech Atzmo, Sifkan Gimel, Litzarech Liros Mamesh B'Shashu Ucholi. If the Nachri, the farmer Chris is milking for himself, so then that milk will only be kosher if the Jewish Mashiach, his mom, is watching the whole time. Shlo Yar Bo Davar Tamei. Can he change Davar Tamei Yom Be'edro? Why is that?
This is exactly, it's going to be more chomer if he's bichalim for himself.
Yeah.
Whereas other people said it should be less.
Less chomer. So what's going on? The Pri Chadosh explains, because the only reason, it's the same as the last line in the Chaber. I think we didn't yet read the last line in the Chaber. Right? The Chaber said, based on the Gemara, that the Jew is sitting, but he's sitting, if these tall animals, the Jew is sitting, the Jew is not so tall, he can't see the milking in the center of the herd while he's sitting, but since he, if he were to stand, kishu omei, yochel rosu kishu omei, so that's mutter. Why? Yarei shema yamov yer. The Nachri at all times is concerned, the Jew may pop up and see him. The who, here the Shulchan Aruch adds a line, she yodeya shechalav tamei asa Yisrael. This is provided that the Nachri, who's milking the cow, is aware that Jews are not allowed to drink the milk of a non-kosher animal.
So why is that so
important? Why is that? Also, you see the Be'er Agra Os Gimel, Be'er Agra Os Gimel, says, Hushi Odeya, according to, from the tour, why? Did Be'ez Lab and Al Avhez, Be'lav Hachi, otherwise, La Mirtas. There's no concern. In other words, the Gemara had said, this takes us back, the Gemara had said, explicitly in La Mirtas and Be'ez, that the reason why for Yisrael Ro'ehu it's sufficient that the Jew is in a position where he could see, doesn't have to actually be watching, it's Begor said, because there are two Sevirtas. Because the Nachri is concerned, ki kai chazi lay, two Sevirtas. The Nachri knows that if the Jew stands up, the Jew's over there, and at any moment he can stand up and see, so he's going to hesitate to mix in the non kosher milk because the Jew may catch him. The Mechaber says, well, the Jew is only concerned the Jew is going to catch it. He's only concerned about that if he thinks that this is something illicit. Right? He's comfortable milking brown cows and white cows and black cows. Well, maybe he should be worried that the Jew is going to see. No. So the Jew will see. What does it matter? Nothing to be ashamed of. So if he doesn't realize that the Jew cares what species he's milking, so then what's he concerned with? If he knows that this is wrong, if he knows that he's cheating a Jewish customer by mixing in the pig's milk, so then you're two Sevirtas. So the Pirigadim says, the Pirichadosh rather, one of the early Sephardi Achronim, there's selections of the Pirichadosh you see on the side of the, printed in the side of the page, in the Gilead and the Shulchan Aruch, but there's more, fuller in the back. The beta version of Hebrew books, and I've linked to in the past, when I find the Torah in Shulchan Aruch, they have pre-Chadosh as well. So if you click on Yerideya, Machaliakum, Simon Kuf Tezvav, they'll give you the option, you want to see the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the pre-Chadosh, and so forth. So in the full pre-Chadosh, he explains this. He says, for Mirtas to work, there needs to be an issue. So it needs to be an issue, number one, he knows that the Jewish customer, it matters to the Jewish customer whether it's a kosher species, non-kosher species, and even more fundamentally, there has to be a Jewish customer. And that's why if it's not Litzarech Yisrael, he's not embarrassed that he's milking pig for himself, he's not embarrassed that he's milking camel for himself, what's there to be embarrassed? It's for me. No concerns. And Mirtas is only, if I'm doing it for you, Chris knows that he's doing it for Chaim, and he knows that Chaim insists on kosher milk. Okay, so then if he is in a position where he can be observed, so here too, say mirtos. That then and only then is there a mirtos issue, and that's what the Shach says in the other direction. The Shach says in the other direction, lahakel, since the heter is based on mirtas, so you need it that it's Lutzarach Yisrael, and the Nachri is aware of what the Yisrael's requirements are, has to be Chalev Tahora. On the other hand, Rushach writes Sifkat and Dalet, she yarei shem ayamo lefizeh. The Gemara quoted Brisa that said that the Jew doesn't have to be at the milking stand. He can be on the outside of the herd. But Yoshev, he's sitting there. Sounds like he's fixed. Not that he's coming and going. Shach says, you get him even be coming and going. Came in a time when we should merit us. Just like later on, sitting in Kuf Yuches, Kuf Choftes. And the other concerns of Yayin and so forth, I'm going to leave the Nachri with kosher sensitive items. I'm with the Nachri with a piece of meat, a piece of cheese, and so on and so forth. Problem Drabana, problem Daraisa, Yayin. And I'm not watching the whole time. So, and yet, it's mutter if. There's a yotzei v'nechnas. Meat may be different. My meat may be different, but with other items other than meat, if there's a yotzei v'nechnas, it's fine. Time of the mirtos. He says even in a yoshev talmid, yotzei v'nechnas v'yoshev. So you can even have that combination. But now the Jew isn't even there the whole time. When he is there, he sits down. He says it's still fine because at any moment. The Nachir is milking, has no idea. Is a Jew in the room? Is he not in the room? If he's in the room, he may pop in. So the fact that there's a real possibility that any moment of spot checking, a real possibility of spot checking, that's enough to solve the problem. That's important. This comes up, this is an issue, as the Shach just pointed out. This transcends challah. This is an issue in many areas of hashgacha. Many areas of hashgacha do not require a mashgiach tamidi, but yotzei v'nechnas has to be real. And we talked about hashgachas that are recommended, hashgachas are not recommended. So one of the significant issues, there are a number of hashgachas that are run by very fine Jews, good Jews whose home you might be comfortable eating in. But unfortunately, they're not running their hashgachas competently. And one of the issues that sometimes comes up in amongst the non-recommended hashgachas is exactly this, that the very meager yotzei v'nechnas. Fellows are visiting the restaurant once a year, and the people who run the restaurant know that the rabbi shows up once a year in the spring. That's not a real yotzei v'nechnas. It's okay if he's in and out. Even when he's in, he might be sitting. But at any moment, that still means that at any moment, the Nachri can't tell whether the Mashiach is about to pop his head in.
Is there a standard for the Yotzei v'Nechnas?
How often? I think it has to be all. Well, what you see from all these, all the details we just saw, Bein Lahakel, Bein Lahachmer, is the question is it really Mirtos? Is he really concerned? Is he really concerned about being caught? So you have to assess the situation. Again, that's what he said. On one hand, he has to be that's doing the tzarach in this particular scenario. He's doing the tzarach Yisrael, and he knows what Yisrael's expectations are. And on the other hand, he goes even different than Yoshev. So you have to assess: is there a mirtos? And by the way, that's why going back That's why going back. You remember the mechaber had laid out two scenarios. Either Choliv Beveso and Yadua She'en Lo Davar Tameh versus Ha'en Lo Davar Tameh. Right, so if Ein Lo Davar Tameh, then we had said, number one, the Jew doesn't have to be in a position where he's able to actually see. It's inside a barn, so it's not, it's standing up is not going to help me. There are no windows. So that's still fine. Why? Because I already know that there's no Davar Tayyib Be'edra. The only concern is maybe something can come from the outside. Well, I can see the door. I can't see the Chaliva. I can't see the Mikveh, but I can see the door. The other difference is that there, we had not mentioned anything about Lutzarich Yisrael. The Shach subtly points to that. Because the end of Sivkar and Gimel is Lutzarich Yisrael, Lutzarich Atzmo, you have to re-imamish, Shem Yah Shloy Arvo Davar Tamei, Kevin Shiyesh Davar Tamei Imo Be'edro. If I know that there's no, if I rate check the entire herd, and I know that this entire herd contains no non-kosher animals, so then I'm not then when I sit on the outside, I'm not relying on Yotzei Minechnas Amirtos. That's actually direct observation. If as long as I'm watching the door, I rate checked all the animals inside, and then I'm just watching the door. And what that brings us to, I know you've been waiting, but afterwards, what that brings us to is now let's see how far we can push it. Because Rishon, we're going to start to talk about, some more about this question. Well, Ein Davar Tamei Be'edro. Yeah.
I was just wondering, the Yotzei Minechnas, is it going on the milking part? Because it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is going on the milking aspect, or is it going on the potential that he could bring in a tamei animal into the flock? Because the way the Shulchan Aruch reads, it seems like it's about Yamod V'Yiru, and that's what the Shach is going on, which is the actual milking aspect, that he could stand up and see if he's milking the, but like, what if he knows that it's a herd is all kosher animals, and your Yosef Benitlis, is it Yosef Benitlis to see if he may bring in a non-kosher animal into the herd, or actual the milking aspect? Like, if you come back and you see all of a sudden there's a pig in the herd, does that then make it the milk was not kosher, or if there wasn't before, or it is only like, or is it like the actual milking aspect? You have to have seen him milk. That it's just about the milking part.
That's an interesting question. You say ain't Davar Tamei Be'edro, and then I come back and all of a sudden there's a Davar Tamei. So the point is, wow, that's a concerning change. On the other hand, I could have had a Davar Tamei Be'edro to begin with. The Gemara says it's still fine as long as you have your I think so. I think in other words, Lemaisa, he knows it's hard to argue that it's worse than Hailo Davar Tamei Be'edro Meikara. In other words, he knows that if I find him milking a non kosher animal into the pail, it's all over. Our relationship is done. And he knows that I keep peeking in any time. So offhand, it shouldn't be worse. You would think it would be better. And that is where we had seen last time. We showed him that Mordechai has a debate. He quotes a machlokes with Machaber presented. There still is a need for some sort of hashgacha. The Mordechai presented as that was Mordechai's maskana, or the Mordechai presented it as a machlokas rishon. The Mordechai said, "Yesh mochichim, there is some who say that look, it ain't davar tamei." The Gemara said, "Devshita, ain't davar tamei be'edro, of course." For those who say ain't davar tamei be'edro, the whole thing, there's no need for hashgacha whatsoever. And the Mordechai himself, when we had quoted the he sided with the Smak and Rav Binyamin of Canterbury, fantastic name that unfortunately the Beis Yosef didn't quote when he cited the Mordechai, but the Mordechai, the original, our Girsa has it. He said, no, even if it's Ein Davar Tamei Be'edro, it's still us. And that's what the Mechaber seems to quote, like the second day in the Mordechai, whom the Mordechai accepts, And with the Bezos, in the Bezos, if he supports that, and here in the Shavar, he says, even Ein Davar Tam Vedro, it's still, Ein Davar Tam Vedro.
Are we really posking against that, Yeshomrim? Because the Yeshomrim just says, Ro'ehu. You don't need Ro'ehu if Ein Davar Tam. And the Shavar said, you talk, you don't need Ro'ehu, you just need to be there, but you don't need to see it.
So that's an interesting point.
It sounds like according to Yeshua, if there's no Davar Tame, then the purpose of these souls is just so that you're seeing nothing else is brought in. But
right.
Like there's no Tame milk brought in, but because you know that
that's
inside is all Tara.
Good. Number one, in terms of who is the Yeshua Chicha, the Yeshua is the first day, anonymous day of the Mordechai, you mentioned last in the Maggid Mishnah, sounds in Sifka, in Halach Yedzayim, Pekim Halach Yedzayim Machalos Asuras. He sounds like the whole concern is only Kol Sheish Tam Vedro. And earlier also in Halachat Kazayin, in the Halach discussion of Chema, he also seems to say, yeah, if I knew for sure no Davar Tameh, then the whole thing is looking. Okay, but the question is, what is that second Shita? Mordechai has a second Shita of whom he supports, and no. Ain't Davar Tameh Ve'edro, you still a din of Hashkacha, it's still a din of a concern of Chol of Nachum. So your point, Dan, that the way the Achronim look at this Mordechai, well, there are two ways to understand what the smock, or Rebbeinu Peretz, the smock, Sefer Mitzvos Katzar, Katan is his, Sefer Mitzvos Katzar is a Shechav Tzchaim. Sefer Mitzvos Katan is a smock, the Rishon, written by Rebbeinu Peretz. The Mordechai quotes Rebbeinu Peretz in the smock, and this Rabbeinu Binyamin of Canterbury. So here we have, I believe, both a German and a British by Tosos. So what is it that they're saying? So this is interesting. So two different ways of understanding what it is that Mordechai is saying. So one way of understanding it is that, look, it's a machlokes. What's the nature of this Chol of Akum? It's Chol of Akum only when there's a concern. It's Chol of Akum alo plug. Chazal begozer a chefz of machalos asuris a nachri milk, and there was no Jewish supervision. Treif chefz of disura. It's reminiscent of machlokas that we had. We saw and this recurred. Machlokas remember Rashba Ra'ah, the Taurus Abayis and the Berak Abayis, of the nature of Bishal Akum. So it popped up a little bit, Pazdaka popped up vigorously in Bishalak. Remember, so at least six different Afkaminas. Do you say that Chol of Akum is a Chefza di Sura, the Drabana, this is Mamash Macholos Asuras? Or do you say, no, it's not that they really made it on Chefza Macholos Asuras, they just said, we're concerned for Chasnas. So when there's a concern of Chasnas, you can't eat it. When there's no concern of Chasnas, you can't eat it. So it's a God. And we had seen the Ra'ah had many coolants. Ra'ah said, there's no concern of chasnas on the blias of Bishal Akum, and there's no concern of chasnas if there was a unique situation and one that highlighted the difference between Jews and non-Jews. For instance, you had a chol l'shem bo sakana, and you asked the nachri to cook for him on Shabbos. One of the situations where Mila nachri is mutter. Ra'ah had a whole series of scenarios where he said. So the Rambam seemed to say this also, like the Ra'ah. That the whole concern is only when there's a when the actual concern of chasnas. There's no actual concern of chasnas, then it's mutter. Not a low plug. It's only also when there's a real concern. While the Rashba said no, you could be doing a sahar. Maybe the original rationale, the tama takana that motivated Chazal to create Bishal Akum was chasnas, but once they created it, that's the background. The Rashba says, "I name the Begamru. This is the Chesed Yisur with all the rules of Tam Kedeker v'chul v'chul v'chul." So offhand, it sounds like that's what's going on here also. That is a common. It is a fundamental question to ask in many Dinim Derabbanan. So offhand, it looks like that's what's going on. That the first day of Hell, well, it's only a. Only if there's actually a concern of Chol of Tameh, but ain't Davar Tameh Be'edro, then it's Mutter. And the Mordechai says, no! The Mordechai says, no! He says, no! Aser, regardless. Asa regardless. Yeah. And you'll remember that the Mordech had a diuk. He said from the Gemara that the Gemara said, what's the scenario of the Braisa? The Yosha Basada Eder is Mahatir. If there's no doubt we're talking about Eder, Pshita. Of course. The Mordech said, yeah, of course. Pshita that din is true that the Mashkiach works. The sitting Mashkiach works. You don't even need anything. You see that you still need the sitting Mashkiach. Oh, that's the Mordech said. Don't tell me you can get away with nothing. We didn't say, I don't even need that. We didn't say the din is false, we said the din is obvious. It's obvious that this suffices. Maybe. On the other hand, the Gemara hasn't yet figured out the Ertusei Mirtos. It's a little tricky. So some understood that the Mordechai mean, some understood. The shir is going to be in the Beis Medrash.
Mar's in the Beis Medrash.
So the Chassam Sofer has a long tshuva about this, and the Pri Chadash has a. As I mentioned, there's a little bit of Pri Chadash that's excerpted on the side of the Gemara, and there's the full Pri Chadash in the back. Pri Chadash, I believe, lived in the 1600s. The Chassam Sofer lived in the 1700s, 1800s. The question they debated. Is Rishonim are discussing Ein Davar Tami Be'edro. The Pri Chadash of Chassam Sofer discussed how about there's no trade for animal in the whole town? Or how about in our whole culture, no one drinks camel's milk, no one drinks pig's milk. Who does that? Jew, non Jew alike. That's not because it's not just a question of. In my Eder. Or let's say Pri Chadash raises. You head back in Kuf Yudal in the din of Kvashim Shadak and Lassus Lassocha and Yayin, right? You have Murias, so you have some sort of a recipe that sometimes they add wine, so that's what we had said in Kuf Yudal, right? The latter part of Kuf Yudal. If there's a real concern that this prepared food may contain non-kosher ingredients, for instance, yayin, so then you can't buy it from the nachar. That's Mishnah. So that was the latter part of the latter two-thirds or so of Sivan Kuf Yudal. So one of the issues that came up there is if it's yayin biyoker, you have to look at prices. Is it if you have some sort of vinegar and there's a concern that maybe you use wine as a filler because wine is cheaper or wine vinegar is cheaper. So then there's a real concern that there may be an economic pressure to mix in the trade for ingredients. But if the trade for ingredients are more expensive, yayin is biyoker. You're not going to use wine as a filler. The wine is more expensive ounce for ounce. So then there's no concern. That could drive a determination as in dark lososofo yayin. So the Prichadar says, how about here? Let's say you're in a society at a point in time where chalav tamea is biyoker. Adrab, not that no one drinks the chalav tamea. Camel's milk is a delicacy. Adrab, they use camel's milk. Cow's milk is for the hoi polloi. And the elites drink camel's milk. It's richer, it's a more nuanced taste, whatever it is. I don't know. Making stuff up. But imagine that. So Pri Chadash says, who would mix in that situation? Who in the right mind would mix a little bit of camel's milk into cow's milk and sell it as cow's milk? That makes no sense. It's double, triple the price, and you're not gaining anything for that. So in these cases, Pri Chadash argues, then there's no concern. So then there's no concern. Even though we do hold like the Mordechai. We do all like the Mordechai. That in the time of the Edra, you still need to have Hashkacha. That's the Mechaber says. Pri Chadash says, yeah. Pri Chadash says, but it doesn't mean that the Mordechai said, I close my eyes, it's a low plug. Now that Chazal goes there, Chalav Akum is Asr, even if there's no concern. He says, we didn't say that. He said, read the Mordechai. Mordechai didn't say that. Mordechai didn't say, oh, there's no. Even if the farmer Chris has 100 cows and no other animals, It's a concern. Why? Because it's asur regardless. No, he didn't say because there's a rule that chalav tameh is automatically a chafetz d'isura. That's what the Chasam Sofer sounds like. Chasam Sofer in his tshuva, he says, yeah, now that Chazal were gozer and chalav shechalavo, akum ein shorayehu, so even if aliba de emes, it's chalav tahar, it's still a chafetz d'isura. In other words, they would make like a new isur b'toras vada. But the Pricharish argues, no, it's all just about being choshesh for the suffix. It's not like they created a new category of this or a new machalos asuras mijarbanan of chalav shenechal of b'li hashkacha. Bishalakam, yes, the Rashba, perhaps we pass like the Rashba that we discussed, how we pass like the Chamaisa. But yeah, the Rashba did argue that Bishalakam was a formal didrabanan. Even if the Ashina was chasnas, and that may have affected the parameters that they set up, but once they set it up, it has its own independent life. But the Pricharish says, but that's not what's going on by Chalav. And that's not what the Mordechai said by Chalav. Even the Mordechai who said, didn't mean that even though in this case it happens to be no chashash whatsoever, but there's a rule that says, is a formal didrabana that chalav needs hashkacha. No! He said, read the Mordechai. What did the Mordechai say? Yeah! Because you're still worried that Farmer Chris has no tray for animals, but Farmer Bob down the block, Farmer Luke, does. There are behemoth tomatoes by year. It's accessible. I don't have it. So it's less likely. Okay, less likely. But still, Chazal said you have to be choshesh for the suffix. Only if there's a suffix. And the truth is, the pashtus is, that's what the Shulchan Aruch sounds like. And that's what I think Ari, you were saying before. Because it's true that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the second day in the Mordechai against the Magen Mishnah. The Shulchan Aruch does baskin like Rabbi Yonah of Canterbury and the Rebbeinu Peretz in the Smap, that the way to read the Gemara on Mabates is that davar tamei be'edro is asur without hashkacha. It's just a pashut hashkacha would work, and even Yoshev Omid works. However, as we saw before, there are differences. Right? As we saw before, I think that's what you were driving at. When Maisa the Mechaber was Mechalik, he said subtly but clearly. So we read the Shulchan Aruch carefully with the Shachs and the earlier pre-Chadashes. The Mechaber said, yeah, ain't that return to Edro, I need a Mashkiach, but I don't need to create a Mirtas that at any moment I'm going to catch him and see what he's milking with. I just need to know that there's no Dover Tameh entering the Edo. Now, to speak to your point, Eric, if I have a Mirtas certainly works, even by ain't that return to Edro. Mirtas certainly works. That's a higher standard. There's a real chance that at any moment the Jew is spot checking the actual milking, the actual chalitza. The heard that for sure should be mutter. So if the Jew is in a position where he can actually be omeid veroe the chalitza avada, even if I discover there are they brought in some behemoth tomatoes, but I'm still the whole time yotzev nichnas yoshev omeid. And I can actually see, that's definitely good. Again, unless that creates a raglan l'davar, it sounds like something sketchy. But, however, let's just finish the thought. However, it's not, mirtos is certainly sufficient, more than adequate, it's not necessary. If in the time of Edro, so then, once I've checked the zone, and I saw that there's no, it's a defined zone, it's a walled in, fenced in zone, and I checked it once and I know that there's no davar tameh inside, so then as long as I can watch the entrances and see that no davar tameh coming in, that's absolutely sufficient. I don't need to have a direct mirtas, no yotze v'nichnas on the chaliv itself. So what does that tell you? What it tells you, Zohar, is it's just a question of practically, Is there is there a concern of Kol Tamei or not? So if there are Dvarim Tameim in the area, in the Eder, so then I have to either be watching directly the whole time, or at least be Yotzei V'Nichnas, so I have Hashgacha on the actual Chalif to make sure that none of those treif animals are getting milked into this bucket. But if that's not a concern, so then it's not a concern. There's no din that you need Yisrael or Eid. There's merely a din that I need to know that there's no suffering. I need to have adequate. I need to know that there's no concern of Iruv Dam or Tamid. But it's not that there's a formalized din drabanan on Chalavo, Akame, Yisrael, or Eil. If that was the case, there's a formalized din drabanan, so then I would need L'chora, I would always need the opportunity for the Yisrael or Eil. If there are walls around the barn, it offhand it wouldn't be good. The simple reason of Shulchan Aruch, like the Pichaj against the Samsai.
And to me, isn't it a Chiddush, though, that Yotzei V'Nichnas works here?
Why?
Because the Gemara just talks about Yoshev Barah, at least Yoshev, maybe Yoshev Barah.
Right.
And there's two concerns, like I was saying. There's the one concern is the actual milking, that he's milk. If there's a Dabar Tamid, that he's not milking with a Dabar Tamid. The other concern is that he's going to bring in milk from somewhere else. And that's why to have the Yoshev accomplishes, you're making sure there's no milk coming from outside. And the roa is if there's Dabar Tamid, then he could see what he's doing in milking. But Nicholas Yose, then you don't. How do you know he'll bring in tamei milk from outside?
And let's say there already is a davar tamei in the eder.
Well, then you have the roa. You have the
right. So Yose that's what the shachet said that Yose v'nichnas is the same as Yoshe v'roa. How do I know? Because the Gemara explained the reason why Yoshe v'roa is adequate is because there are two same mirtas. As Shach says, oh, we've come across this in other places, earlier in the later in the Mizafta, I think, in the Yayin Sugis. Yotze V'Nichnas creates a Mirtas.
The Yoshev, when there's no Dover Tamei Be'edro, that's because of Mirtas, the Yoshev?
I mean, I think it's a question of how you read the Gemara.
Why do you need Yoshev?
No, when there's no Dover Tamei, the Yoshev, to me, I didn't think it was Mirtas, it was just that I'm making sure he's not bringing in any Dover Tamei.
Well, so you're right. That's what that's the way the Machaber seems to present it. Correct. And that's why we understood Yoshev made say the way that Mordechai says. We said Pshita. We didn't say Yoshev, we need Yoshev. We said we understand the Yoshev suffices. Why do we understand Yoshev suffices? Well, because they end up with our bedroom. We haven't even said the Amirtas yet. Right. That feeds in, that reading of the nuanced reading of the Mordechai feeds into the way Shulchan Aruch presents it. That even before we got to the idea of Mirtas, and essentially, as the Shach says, we're comparing Yoshev is just another example of the concept of Yosef and Echnas. The first understanding of Yoshev was he's making sure that no Dabar Tamei enters, correct. And if ain't Dabar Tamei Be'edro, so that it's sufficient to just watch the door. But if it is Dabar Tamei Be'edro, it's obviously not going to be, I know that Dvarim Tamei, so what are you watching the door for? No, you got to actually be Yoshev V'Roe, Omei V'Roe, in other words, Yotzei V'Nichnas.
Right.
It's just another, it's another iteration of the same concept.
Right, so I understand that the Chiddush is that if there is a Dvar Tamei, that Yotzei V'Nichnas or Omei V'Roe is sufficient. But it doesn't tell me that I don't have to be there at all. Because you have that second component about bringing externally, bringing in from outside.
No, but at the end, what's that? But the end of the Gemara originally presented, well, maybe the fellow is Yoshev on the outside, that's because they never turned back. And I said, that's a trivial, it's obvious. So I said, no, Yoshev, the Chiddush of the Yoshev is enough. Is even if there is Dabar Tamei Be'edro. If I say, Tamei, Dabar Tamei Be'edro, what the hell to Yosha on the outside? You don't know what's going on the inside. What do you mean? It's a mix of cows and pigs. Who knows what's going into the bucket? It's a male if you're there watching, it's good. But you're on the outside, looking at a safer, you don't know what's in. Whole mass of animals. You can't see what's going on. So what's going on? Was no. In that case, you have to actually be hot. He has to stand up from time to time. And there can't be walls that block his vision. If he stands up from time to time, and the Nachri knows, as the Mechaber pointed out, the Nachri knows he's going to stand up at time. The Nachri knows that if he gets caught, the Jewish customer will be upset and find a different dairy farm. Ah, so then once it's omeg v'yoshe va'omeg, so that even if there already is a davar time v'edro, it's still good enough. Even though I'm not watching the whole time. But that's spot check, because that creates emergence. Yeah.
I'm saying is, if you even go back to Lamed Hayam Beis, the Gemara's Havim in Lamed Hayam Beis is, even if you have the milk, the Gemara is saying is like, there's a way to even test once you have the milk already milked,
yeah,
to make, to check. So the Havamina was, if you put Lamed Hayam Beis with Lamed Tesem Beis, then you're like, there's even a way after the fact, Havamina is to prove that the milk, yeah, was kosher milk. So you don't even need that. The Gemara is saying is, no, you may be concerned because there's no perfect test, but the Havamina of Lamed Hayam Beis is, there's a way, even if you have the milk sitting in front of you, you could test it still and still drink it, even if you had nothing to do with it.
So that's very good. So the other concept of Mishloach Pluk comes out, I mentioned this earlier Magid Mishnah. You were a little bit out of order because the Machaber does Challah first, but it comes up in the question of Gevina. We get Brunet to Gevina next week. We'll see that Gevina also is a then the big discussion the Gemara has, what's the Mipnei Ma Asru. So one of the concerns is maybe there's an admixture of color. Maybe it's an admixture of Chalav Tameh, or other reasons. So that's already fascinating. That just starts a lot of discussion. Why are we ossering it? It shouldn't already be ossering because of Halakha. Why we had created a new Isser of Vina. And the Rambam, the previous Halakha, Halacha Tazayin, in his discussion of Chema, Halacha Tazvavi says, Chema is a machlokas hagaonim, whether Chema is also asr, Chema is mutter, maybe it's not as chamor as Gvina. And then he says, if you took the Chema and you boiled off all the fluid, so then it's going to be mutter. So the Magid Mishnah says, and as I mentioned before, the Magid Mishnah says, wow, that means it's really not a low plug. It's, you already got it as butter from the Nachri. But because you were able to ascertain that everything that's here is kosher, so I don't say any, there's no concern of, wow. Yeah, so as we come to, because we get to Gevina, we get to Chema, we'll keep our eyes open for more reflections of this.
Where's the Mordechai? I mean, the Mordechai brings reparats about the last aspect, about the, and the Rama brings that down, about that you have to look at the Kli. You have to see the first part, because to see the Kli is good. Like, where the Gemara doesn't have any concern about the milking, the Kli they're milking into, but yet the Mordechai brings it down, and then the Rama quotes him as
well. Right, I must say that,
so, but why are we concerned about that? It's
worth being machna. But b'diavad,
like, is that even like going even like a much further step further than what we even talk about now? It's like,
sure. But that's the same basic concept, and then let's return to the core thread here. The same basic concept of, again, as we're seeing, the Chassam Sofer saw in some of this, he had a Rashi, he had a Shari Dura, and maybe even the Mordechai, who he sees as saying, lo plug. The Chazal created a new category in Issur Rabbanan called Chalav Shechalav Onachi Ve'en Yisrael Rehu. It doesn't matter how much risk there actually is of Taruvah's Chalav Tameh in any given situation. Taruvah's Chalav Tameh is merely the Tamat HaKon of the background, but Chazal created a new formal Din Rabbanan of Chalav Shechalav Akme Yisrael Rehu. Whereas the Pri Chadash says no. Pichadosh says, Chazal didn't create a new Chal Hashem Yisr Drabanan called Chalav Akum, Chal Shechalav Yisrael Ve'en Yisrael Ve'en. No! They pointed out that you have to, and maybe they're a Masak, and you have to be concerned even for a more slight suffix. But it's all about the suffix. So they can really reduce, Yisrael Ro'ehu isn't part of the formal definition of the Yisr Drabanan. It's just an example of a way of mitigating the risk sufficiently that there isn't even an Yisr Drabanan. But there could be other ways of mitigating the risk. The Pricharish says, for instance, if Chalav Tameh is Biyoker, so So the economics don't make sense. Or no one in the society is drinking Chalav Tameh. Or it's not just that this Nachri doesn't have Davar Tameh Be'edro. No Nachri farmer in the whole area, the whole region, no one has a Davar Tameh. So there's no possibility. Remote, but they imported milk from a different region and trade for milk. Very, very, very remote. So that again speaks to, but it's all about the concern. That again speaks exactly this Ramah.
Is the concern of the
Mordechai is saying, the primary concern is what's the Nachri put in the milking out? From which animal is he milking now into the bucket? But there is also a slight concern that if this is a bucket that the Nachri has used in the past, so there may be leftovers from last time. So, but again, it's a more slight concern, but still a question of actual risk. And this brings us, I want to be sensitive to time, this brings us to the issue Bizman has. It's interesting that the question of Pikuach HaMemshalah, milk in modern societies, where in most Western countries there's a legal system and there's a legal governmental oversight of milk production, and there's an expectation, for instance, in the United States, that milk that's sold just as milk rather than as, without any additional moniker, milk means cow's milk. And to do otherwise is false advertising, is a violation of various regulations. And there is USDA oversight, v'chulu v'chulu. So pikuach ha-memshala. So it's famous as a kula of Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's intriguing that Rav Moshe Feinstein he does say it's mutter in three tshuvas in a row. And Yerodei Chel Kalf. The entire second volume of Igros Moshe is Yerodei Chel Kalf. So it's Simanim Mem Zayim, and Mem Ches, and Mem Tes. It's a back and forth with this Rabbi Yehuda Dick. The first tshuva he wrote to him in Sivan, Tesvav Sivan of Tavshin Yudal, 1954, in the spring. And then a month and a half later was Chodesh Av, round two. And then a month after that, Beis Elul. And he keeps back and forth and back and forth. Dick, he tells him the first tshuva is mutter. He says, Apal Nefesh Yachmir, but it's mutter. And then it's Rabbi Dick wrote back. Now I understand it. He said, again, like I told you last time, it's mutter. Apal Nefesh Yachmir, but it's mutter. And then the third time, it's fascinating. I don't know how often you have this, really, three tshuvas in a row. And in such quick succession. It's a real chilufei mechtavim, real correspondence. But it's interesting, the tshuvas, the kula of what's commonly called Chal Stav or Chal Company, it's famous as a kula of Moshe Feinstein, even though it perhaps really should be a kula of the Chazon Ish. You think of the Chazon Ish, I think, as being a lot more yeshivish than Moshe Feinstein. I think of the Chazon Ish as being much more of a machmir than Moshe Feinstein. I think that's how people think of it. I think the truth is that both Ramesha and the Chazon Ish, as well as any responsible, honest Talmud Chacham, would say, I'm just looking at the sugya and trying to figure out what the din is. So Simon Mem Aleph in Chazon Ish Yerodeya is a simon about, Simon Mem Aleph in Chazon Ish corresponds to Yerodeya Kuv Tezvav, the issues of dairy. At the very end is four Sifn Katan. The end of Sifkan Dalad, he begins to talk about this issue. Pikuach Memshala, he thinks it's totally fine. It's the same as the Mirtas. What do you mean? It says Ramah, the end of the first page, going to the second page. Shvacho Shacholvos Abeim's Beisisrael, Bedir Shalem. You have the non-Jewish servants, non-Jewish employees in a Jewish farm, on a Jewish barn. No concern of Davar Tameh. There's no concern of Davar Tameh. So he said, yeah, Mirtas. It's the same as Yosef Tzadah Eder. Omen Uroa. He quotes the Prichadash. If the Chal of Tam is biyoker, we should be matir. He thinks this is Dara Pasha. And he writes, why is it, he says, it talks about the Gvina issue. That there's a, there are those who say that the Gemara had raised the possibility that I could get the milk to make the cheese because it's not going to be treif if I'm making cheese. We are halachah l'maaseh, we didn't accept it because, as we saw, the scientific test doesn't work 100%. But if we knew, it would be mutter. And he says, any ve'edra davratame is still a problem. The Mordechai, the Shulchan Aruch, yeah! That's because maybe he's going to bring milk, trade for milk from the next farmer. And then he says, the Chassam Sofer, the Chazanish attacks the Chassam Sofer viciously. Whew. He says, I don't know. He says, what the Chassam Sofer talking about? Devarim Temuhim Ma'od. He says, I don't understand how he's reading Rashi. And again, turn the page again, he says, Davar Tamua. What on earth is the Chassam Sofer talking? Wow. So the Chassam Sofer, the Chazan Ish is very comfortable assuming that milk with the Pikuach Memshalah is mutter. Rav Moshe Feinstein definitely does say it also. Rav Moshe Feinstein also every time says in his three tshuvas in a row, as I told you, it's mutter and Bal Nefesh Yachmer. I told you it's mutter and Bal Nefesh Yachmer. The Rav Moshe is a little more hesitant. The Chassam Sofer, the Chazan Ish rather, has no hesitancies. Both of them talk about the Prichadash. Both of them talk about the Prichadash. And the Prichadash, again, understanding that no one said, and the Prichadash thinks, even the Mordechai never said, it's a little plug. So that's where the Chazanish is going. Okay, so then, I don't need there's no formal din of Yisrael Ro'ehu. Just, I have to do what I need to do to mitigate the risk. So this mitigates the risk. Rav Moshe, yeah.
What is the definition, like nowadays, of non-chilev company? Is it like the
Chalav Yisrael?
Right. So is that
none of us are drinking Chalav Akum. The question is, what's not Chalav?
Right. So what is not, is Chalav Yisrael where it's a Jewish-owned dairy farm, no, or is Chalav Yisrael that the Jew the Mashiach was there like the Muris? He was going in and out. He's the Mashiach coming in and out. Yeah. Like, is that?
So I believe a lot. I mean, I think much of Chalav Yisrael, practically speaking, is milk that's produced on Jewish-owned farms. But anything where there's a mashkiach, I think that will be sold as Chalav Yisrael.
That's what I'm asking. So
non-Chalav Yisrael means there's no Jewish mashkiach at all. I mean, do the Chalav Yisrael farms demand hashkacha tamidus? Because Yotzev Nechaz, that I don't know. It's an interesting question. I mean, do they rely on the Shach? The Yotzev Nechaz is fine. I'm not sure.
According to this, if it's owned by a Jew, you don't even need anything. Like, it's owned by a Jew. A Jew-owned dairy farm doesn't need anybody.
Well, like, if you have some degree of pikuach. Because let's say when the Ramah talks about the Shvachos HaCholvos, he says, assuming that there's no non-Jewish spaces in the area where...
Okay. Yeah, Jewish on the farm.
So Jewish on the farm.
Yeah,
Jewish.
Yeah. Jewish. And there are Jews on the farm. Right.
If you had the combination of the Jewish owned farm plus the fact that there's FDA or regulation by the government, that should be enough.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
so we consider Chalav Yisrael then.
Well, okay, maybe.
Is the Chazon Ish saying that with the Pikuach Memshali that it is Chalav Yisrael? That it's even better than Chalav Yisrael, because Chalav Yisrael, we say, if the Miritas is not coming from the Jews, it's coming from the government, right, it shouldn't make a difference whether he knows that it's
Yisrael. So that's the thing, right? In other words,
it shouldn't be better.
It's not that I... Are you mocking with Chalav Yisrael? Well, that was mocking with Chalav Yisrael. It's this question, how you define it. That's what the Pricharosh says. Pricharosh, well, or maybe not. Pricharosh says there's no such thing as Chalav Yisrael. I mean, Pricharosh is saying there's no formal, there's no new chefza disnois or chefza. The Chazal create a new type of treif midrabanan called chalav shenechalav bli hashkacha. Chalav shehalav akmin shalav. It's just that Chazal said you have to be choshesh for the suffix, maybe even a higher standard than you need in the Torah. They said you have to be choshesh. It's a takana b'suffix. Not a new issur b'Torah zvada. It's just a question, you have to be choshesh for the suffix. So one way to relieve the easiest way, the most direct way to relieve the suffix is to have a Jewish mashgiach. There are other ways to relieve the suffix, and that's where the Chaznish had developed further in pre-Chadosh. That's where the direction that the Chaznish goes. The Rav Moshe Feinstein, see, he goes in an additional direction. He says, the truth is, you don't need the pre-Chadosh. He says, he thinks that the Chal company is really more to, even without the pre-Chadosh. Why even without the pre-Chadosh? Pre-Chadosh is saying that I could just look at data without any hashkacha whatsoever, literal hashkacha, no one's watching, but I know that the Chal of Tame is biyoker, so just that economic data alone allows me to assume that the concern of mixture is so minimal it's mutter. Pre-Chadosh, you don't have to go that far. Rav Moshe says the second reason why Chal of company is mutter, there is a mashkiach. Who says, even if you think you need Ro'ehu, who says you need Dafka Jewish Ro'ehu? You need a Ro'ehu that you believe. So usually, a Nachri wouldn't have Nemanos. As long as you have a Ro'ehu, that's fine. And he says more. He says, Rav Moshe develops that, like most of the original tshuva, Siman Mabzai, is not about milk. He develops a concept in Eidus. There's a concept of the Eidus Yedia below Eidus Re'iyah. The last time I was asked to be a Kedusha at Chuppah, a few times ago, three times ago, I think. There was usually when you're asked to be a Kedusha at Chuppah, it's pretty straightforward. But every once in a while you have people moving in front of you, and you want to make sure as an aide you actually see the Messiah's Hadavas directly, you see the Chassan's fingers putting the ring onto the Kala's right index finger. You want to actually see that happen. If you don't actually see it happen, what happens if, in the moment you saw the Chassan with the ring and the Kala's finger is over here and the Chassan is moving the ring closer and closer and then the Messiah Kedushin steps in front of you, happens sometimes, or a photographer steps in front of you, or one of the mothers or fathers, or the Chassan himself sort of swivels around, and then 2 seconds later, the ring is on the Kala's finger. Put two and two together, it's pretty clear what happened, but you didn't actually see it. So you have Yediya below Re'iya. It's clear what happened. What does it mean it's clear what happened? What that means is, to be more specific, I saw 95% of the story. From the 95% that I saw, the circumstantial evidence is overwhelmingly indicative that what happened is not that the chassid at the last moment, gave the ring to the Messiah of Kedushin, and the girl took the Messiah of Kedushin. No. What happened is not that the chassan dropped it and the kal picked it up. What happened is that the chassan put it on the kal's finger. I'm convinced that's what happened based on what I saw, but I didn't actually see that event. Eidus Yedia below Eidus Re'iyah. So is that sufficient or not? So that's what Rav Moshe talks about. So there's a lot of discussion about that, and in a later tshuva he gets into the world of Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. But Rav Moshe points out that the Gemara Makkos says that we do accept seeing most of the event. Eidus Yedia below Eidus Re'iyah. The Gemara talks about you have Eidim at the very, very end of the first paragraph of Makkos, I believe. You have Eidim to an act of Znus, to criminal act of Znus, Chiyav Misa. The Gemara says that Eidim don't have to actually see the full Maisa Bia. They see two people together in a manner that suggests that they're having bia, achiro kim and ofim, that's sufficient for them to testify in a capital case. The Beis Din will give a chi of misa based on Eidus Yedia below Eidus Re'iyah. So again, there's a discussion, Rashba and Marta and Imam of Wurttemberg, is it always the case or is there a sliding scale? And maybe depends on the scenario. For Eidim to enact criminal act of Znos, so maybe Chazal Kaveh there, it's enough to see Achiro came in often. For Eidim's Kiddushin, Kiddushin Bia, you can see even less. But to the other extreme, in most other cases, maybe you do require absolute edus idea. So by kiddusha kesser, we're machmir. We want the edim to have absolute edus riya, and the edim should say, "Excuse me, can you please move to side? I need to see the actual mesiras hatavas." But Moshe assumes that that strictly speaking, we should assume that edus is interesting way of putting it. Again, Chaznish doesn't get involved in the what's luchora machlokas marmurberg and Rashba. The ACB below Adriya. Chaznish says pri chadash says, you know, there's no din of Re'iyah, there's no din of Ashkacha. There's a din, you have to be choshish for the suffix. And the most common to mitigate the suffix is some sort of Ashkacha. But if you have other evidence, that's fine. That's fine. And so again, so there are two ways of thinking about the Chalav, is either the governmental oversight is mutter because that actually is a type of Hashkacha, or you say, no, it's not a Hashkacha, but there's no din of Yisrael Re'u. There's just a din. You have to mitigate the suffix. So this mitigates the suffix. This takes care of the mirtas. And Rashi goes on next to Shuvah to say, you tell me, but there's not so much mirtas because they only fight tach. How much did they find them? $100, $25. It's like a slap on the wrist. Like, what's the big deal? And the Rosh says, are you telling me, this Rabbi Dick, that some of the inspectors will take bribes so you can pay them off? So how much mirtas is there? So it was interesting. Rosh says, even if what you're telling me is true, the fines are minimal, and even telling me it's true that the inspectors can be bribed, says, how many people are you bribing? He says, we're not talking about mom and pop. Yeah, I have like a whole factory going on here. A whole, tens of workers. What, you're bribing everyone? You're paying off everyone? For what? And how much gain do you have? He says, that's absurd. That's interesting. If you think about that, at that point, he's really gone down the prichadosh way of thinking. Because he's basically saying, it's yayin biyoker. It makes no sense to, economically, it doesn't make sense to pay off 20 people just in order to be able to get away with mixing in a little bit of squirrel's milk, or whatever, camel's milk, into your cow's milk. So that's a very, it sounds like he ultimately does come around to the prima donna. Now in the end, he says, but as I told you last time, that's mutter and bal nefesh shachar. Ask for a shayla, I'll end with this. Ezra Shechter, what takas pshat? It's not. It was takas pshat that the Chazon Ish doesn't get quoted, even though he's more comfortable. What takas pshat that Moshe wasn't comfortable? He keeps insisting. I think it's Moshe, but not for Shachman. So I'm not sure about the Chazon Ish. Apparently, the Rav Ozner and some of the other younger postkim, relative to the Chazon Ish, youthism I'm over. They encourage Chazon Ish to back away from this psak, pasnish, and apparently said, "What do you mean? I think this is mutter. I say what I believe. If I believe that the din is also, I say also. I say mutter. Like what? So it could be because of Bnei Brak. Some of this the other poskim weren't so happy with this. It could be that's why the Chazon Ish has approached him to become famous. I'm not sure." Yeshefta told me he thought that the reason why Rav Moshe keeps saying Babal Nefesh Achmir is Yeshefta said he thought that it could be that in pre-war Europe there were already areas where there was also the same mitzias of Pikuach Memshalah, there was also governmental oversight and there were governmental and legal expectations, and still there it was, religious Jews overwhelmingly avoided Chalav company. Rav Moshe presents the tshuva. Here in America, there are many, many religious Jews, even big tamei chachamim, who are taka drinking Chalav company. So he thinks that Rav Shechton, he thought maybe Rav Moshe was thinking, but not b'shachmer. Rav Moshe said that was the minig in Europe.
Could it be also.
Even though Rav Moshe opens by saying, you need to come on to pichad. Chazon Ish said, absolutely, Zutter, Prichadash all the way. Chasam Sayyid for Ado, Tamua. Yeah, it's interesting. The Chazon Ish builds his kula on the Prichadash and yet is totally comfortable with it. Well, Rav Moshe thinks he has even without the Prichash, it's mutter, but at the same time is more hesitant.
It's actually interesting because if you put in the Prichash to the, I know the Moshe doesn't use it, but Chol Yisrael is more expensive. So it actually flips it. Because Chol Yisrael is more expensive than the whole company. So it's like the reverse. It actually comes down to the flip of the
That's very, very
of the Prichash, actually.
You're saying creating that economic reality that by art,
the whole point initially was like Chol Yisrael should be cheaper, but we actually made Chol Yisrael the more expensive one, so like it flipped it.
Say we should be machmir to drink Chol of company because you have the Prichash to rely on. Yes, I mean, that's very clever. Now, obviously, Lamaisa, the Prichash agrees that if you have an actual mashgiach, you don't need the yoker. So obviously, if you actually have Chol of Yisrael, so you don't need. But yeah, it is ironic that the Prichash would agree that Chol of Yisrael has to be Chol of Yisrael because the Chazanish would say Prichash would rely on the Pikoch Memshala.
Right.
But that's fascinating. Yeah, Shech Lamaisa is not makbid on Chol Yisrael. Again, there are Jews who are. If Moshe writes that he himself was machmir, again, that made it Shech Lamaisa. Yeah, in Russia, even that's what they did. So he came to America, he continued that practice, and he thought, okay, it's a meaningful chumrah. It's a meaningful chumrah, but Mikra didn't, make it this much. But another next time, we'll begin to explore. It's intriguing. Begin to explore Gvina. It's intriguing that Chalav is a line in a Mishnah and Lamed Hey line in Mishnah Lamed Tes. The Zehu Gvina has a much larger footprint. Gvina is the first of these three Mishnahs. The Mishnah back in Chav Tes, which is the one that listed all the Isuri Hana, all the Dvarim where there's a concern of actual Avodah Zarah. After that, towards the end, then the latter half of the Mishnah is about Gvina. It's a big discussion about Gvina. And a whole story in the Mishnah.
It's a lot of storage person. Because it was milk had a shelf life of a very short time. But cheese, once it can last longer. So there's a much more of a concern. The milk you have it's like in that time without refrigeration, the more time. You basically had your day and that was it.
Right.
There was a very little chance after it was milked
that
you were going to mix it.
The history of cuisine is fascinating. Right? There are many, many processes that we value from a gustatory perspective, like the taste. They really began as just ways of preserving the nutrition. Right? Pickling and salting and jam making, these were all ways of preserving the food. And red cheese making also is a way of preserving the nutrition of milk, giving it the shelf stability. Yeah, but it's fascinating to see that it's very, very, very rich. And the Mishnahs are again to discussions, general discussions about Chazal's process in making Din Drabanan. Very, 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 very fascinating. And part of that has to do with the fact that there is ongoing mystery about the rationale for Gvinas Akum. So we will head into that going forward.